This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Diabetes drug dapagliflozin cuts heart failure risk by 32% in genetically vulnerable patients. Editorially reviewed by Georgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. Patients carrying rare genetic variants that predispose them to cardiomyopathy face significantly reduced heart failure risk when treated with dapagliflozin, according to new research from Mass General Brigham Heart and Vascular Institute and the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard. The study demonstrates that this SGLT2 inhibitor, originally developed for type 2 diabetes, provides enhanced cardiovascular protection in genetically vulnerable populations compared to standard care. Key takeaways: dapagliflozin reduces heart failure risk by 32% in patients with cardiomyopathy-associated genetic variants. The protective effect is most pronounced in patients carrying pathogenic variants in sarcoma genes. Standard heart failure medications showed less effectiveness in this genetically defined population. Study at a glance: 32% reduction in heart failure risk among genetically vulnerable patients treated with dapagliflozin, heart failure risk reduction by treatment type. Percentage reduction in heart failure events among patients with cardiomyopathy variants, dapagliflozin 32% AC inhibitors, 18% beta blockers, 15% standard care 8%. Source: Mass General Brigham, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Genetic variants drive differential drug response. The research identified that patients carrying pathogenic variants in genes encoding sarcomere proteins showed the most dramatic response to dapagliflozin therapy. Dr. Sarah Johnson, lead investigator at Mass General Brigham's Heart and Vascular Institute, noted that these genetic variants affect approximately 1 in 500 individuals in the general population. Among the 2,847 patients with confirmed pathogenic variants, those treated with dapagliflozin experienced a 32% reduction in heart failure hospitalization or cardiovascular death compared to matched controls receiving standard care. This finding suggests that genetic testing could inform personalized treatment decisions for cardiovascular risk management. SGLT2 inhibitors show superior cardioprotection. The study analyzed outcomes across multiple SGLT2 inhibitors, with dapagliflozin demonstrating the strongest protective effect. Patients treated with this medication showed improved left ventricular function and reduced biomarkers of cardiac stress, according to circulation research findings published in June 2026. Traditional heart failure medications, including ACE inhibitors and beta blockers, showed modest benefits in this genetically defined population. The differential response suggests that SGLT2 inhibitors may target specific pathways disrupted by cardiomyopathy-associated genetic variants, offering insights for precision medicine approaches. Patients with sarcomere gene variants treated with dapagliflozin had a 32% lower rate of heart failure events compared to those receiving standard therapy. Dr. Sarah Johnson, Mass General Brigham Heart and Vascular Institute, Circulation Research, 2026. Clinical implementation challenges. While the findings demonstrate clear benefits, implementation faces several barriers. Genetic testing for cardiomyopathy variants is not routinely performed in cardiovascular care, and CDC genomics implementation guidelines do not currently recommend screening for these variants in asymptomatic individuals. Cost considerations also present challenges, as genetic testing adds approximately $1,200 to initial cardiovascular evaluation. However, the potential for preventing heart failure hospitalizations, which average $23,000 per episode, according to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services data, may justify the screening investment in high-risk populations. Future research directions. The research team plans to expand their analysis to include additional genetic variants and evaluate long-term outcomes over 10-year follow-up periods. Collaboration with the Broad Institute will enable larger-scale genomic analyses to identify additional patient subgroups who may benefit from targeted SGLT2 inhibitor therapy. Prospective clinical trials are being designed to validate these retrospective findings and establish evidence-based guidelines for genetic testing in cardiovascular care. The health policy implications extend beyond individual patient care to population health strategies for preventing heart failure in genetically susceptible individuals. What this means for patients: those with family history of cardiomyopathy may benefit from genetic testing to guide heart failure prevention strategies. For clinicians, consider genetic testing for patients with strong family history of heart failure and evaluate SGLT2 inhibitors for those with identified variants. For policymakers, evidence supports developing guidelines for genetic screening in cardiovascular prevention and coverage policies for targeted therapies. Frequently asked questions: who should consider genetic testing for cardiomyopathy variants? Individuals with family history of early heart failure, sudden cardiac death, or diagnosed cardiomyopathy should discuss genetic testing with their cardiologist. Current guidelines recommend testing for patients with dilated or hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Are SGLT2 inhibitors safe for patients without diabetes? Yes, dapagliflozin and other SGLT2 inhibitors are FDA approved for heart failure treatment in patients with and without diabetes. Common side effects include urinary tract infections and dehydration, which require monitoring. How much does genetic testing for heart conditions cost? Comprehensive cardiomyopathy genetic panels typically cost $1,000 to $2,000. Many insurance plans cover testing when ordered by a cardiologist for patients meeting clinical criteria, though coverage varies by provider. These findings represent a significant advance toward personalized cardiovascular medicine, offering hope for improved outcomes in genetically vulnerable populations. As genetic testing becomes more accessible and SGLT2 inhibitors demonstrate broader cardiovascular benefits, integration of genomic data into routine cardiac care may become standard practice. The research underscores the importance of precision medicine approaches in managing complex cardiovascular conditions. Source: Why One Diabetes Drug May Sharply Cut Heart Failure Risk for Genetically Vulnerable Patients.